Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning into the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, author of Getting Better When You Can't. This is a podcast that's designed to help you see beyond everything. I believe you'll find the content interesting, engaging, and even life-changing. Please check out my website at www.kevinwinder.com and be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter entitled Winder's Windshield. Thanks so much for tuning in, and now on to the KevCast. Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning into the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder. Welcome to another episode, but more than that, welcome to another year. I hope your 2017 is off to an awesome start. I'm going to do my part to encourage you and build you up. And actually, today I'm going to try and ruin your new year. Now, I know that might come as a little bit of a shock, but that's really what we're going to talk about today. How can I, or should I say, may I ruin your new year? Now, see, the new year is always the time where everybody is trying to make New Year's resolutions. Not everybody, but most people say, okay, now the holidays are done. You know, there's not as much fattening food around. There's not as many parties and sugar and temptations. And I'm actually going to just start working out. I'm going to get that gym membership. I'm going to change my diet. I'm going to get in better shape. I'm going to do more with my finances. I'm going to make changes. This is the time of the year where everybody gets started on all that. And, you know, I've been following a lot of different coaches, and I can tell you that they are all focusing on every single one that I have tuned into. And some of these are the best that I know that are available. They're super wealthy, huge, huge followings. And what they're telling you is to get more discipline, to have more willpower, to get more done. That the reason you're dissatisfied with your life is that the reason you are not who you want to be and you haven't reached your goals, you haven't obtained that place of being and identity and status that you've been wanting is because you haven't performed well enough. And you know it. So it's a time to take charge of your calendar, of your motivations, of your habits, of your friends, of all these things. Strip it all down. Get focused. What do you really want? It's all about effort and output. Why? Because the predominant theme is that the more you do, the more you'll get a chance to be. Your doing becomes your being. That's the philosophy. Now, if you follow this podcast or blog for any time, then you know I am 180 degrees out of sync with that. And this is because I tend to be a zagger. And most of you who follow this podcast are probably zaggers yourself. What's a zagger? Well, when the whole herd is zigging, we're the ones who zag. And we're not doing it just for the sake of being different. It's not like, well, they go that way, I just want to be myself and go this way. No, no, no. We zag because we will not break faith with our awakened heart. And my awakened heart has proven that my doing has never produced my being. What it has proven is that my being has always produced my doing. The things I do come out of who I am. And if you want to change what you do, you have to go way deeper into who you are. If you think you can just add a bunch of activity to what you have already, you're just going to create frustration, and in a few months, failure, disappointment, sadness, you know, all that kind of stuff that comes with it. So the zag people, this is the podcast for you. Now, in case you haven't noticed, the vast majority of our world is what I call under anesthesia. They live essentially unconscious. They kind of go through the ropes. And I mean, this is how we all live at some points in our life. Many of us never wake up. Some of us wake up every now and then. You know, we just do as we're told. We step in line and we adopt all the values and the rules that our culture and its institutions dish out. Anything they tell us, that's what we believe. I mean, if we heard it on the news, that must be the truth, right? I mean, the news told us Hillary Clinton is going to win. So it must be true. And then we wake up after Election Day and everybody is shocked. Right? We just take the bait and the hook comes with it. It's not that we're bad people. We're not stupid people. We're just not awake. We're under anesthesia. We can't see the operating principles of the systems that are around us and in our lives. Or our fears imprison us into compliance to the wrong systems. We just can't see the difference. We're not alert. We're not conscious enough to see the difference. So we just stay stuck, or we're afraid of what other alternatives might be. So we just stay put. Now, the storyline of all deep spirituality is the liberation from captivity to the wrong systems and our entrance into a higher community. This is Isaiah 61, where the promised Messiah is going to bring good news to the poor, where it's going to liberate the captive and open up the prison doors, right? This is the passage that Jesus quoted in Luke chapter 4 when he said, "Today this is fulfilled in your hearing." This is where we get our term gospel, because when it says good news to the poor in the Greek version in Luke 4, it's at euangelion, the good news, the gospel. All right, so all true religion and all deep true spirituality is focused about freeing us from these systems. And it's not just that religion gets it. I mean, Hollywood gets it too. Look at The Matrix. Look at all of these movies like The Insurgents series. I mean, they all get at this. And so it's part of the cry of the human heart. And this blog is designed for those who are finding themselves in the great exile. And what is that? Well, you know, Thrive in Exile is a blog that's all about that arid space, that dry place, when we just don't have a team or a home. You know, when you just don't fit in, you're the Charlie Brown. You know, you just, you know, you just struggle with compliance to the established systems. And it's not out of rebellion. You know, it's not out of anger. It's not that I hate the church is the reason why I don't go and participate in a weekly thing. It's not that I'm a rebel. It's not that I hate it. It's not that I think I'm better than all of that. It's just that I hold to the integrity, to the truth that I can no longer ignore. And that truth weighs on our hearts, doesn't it? You know, when you're sitting in the service on a Sunday morning going through the motions, that this is a big waste of time, and you would be way happier snowboarding or riding your bike or golfing or swimming or going for a run or just sitting in the sun or doing some window shopping, visiting a friend. Anything would be better, but you're kind of just going through it. Why? Why are you doing it? It's not just the church. It's not just your religious system. It's your job, right? You're kind of stuck in Initech. You know, this is the reality. And when you get to that place where you don't feel like you can handle it anymore and you're asking all the questions, you are in liminal space. You're in a transition period. And you're not sure what's on the other side. You're not sure how to get there. You're not sure what will happen if you leave your system, if you find something new, right? The exiled are those who struggle like you. There's a lot of us out there. Many of us live in this place, okay? We all enter the exile when playing the big game is no longer worth it. So it's my goal. It's my goal that in 2017, I want to awaken and invite as many as possible into the exile. And while other coaches are promising the stars, I'm offering what at first looks like suffering. Of course, exile is not where we end up. You know, this, it's only the discovery grounds of our faith, of our true self. Now, if I could take people directly from where they are into some promised land, into their best life, like most coaches say they can do, without taking them into exile, then trust me, I would do it. I would do it. But most of you are wise enough to know that beauty comes from the ashes, right? Isaiah 61, verse 3. He's going to give us a beautiful headdress instead of our ashes. There's a promise here, right? Something has to come out of the ruin. And the ruin is our false life. This is that thing that you've been building all your life because you haven't had any other alternative. Your false life is that thing that you were told to build because that's what everybody else did. But it doesn't fit anymore. It doesn't feel right anymore. It's not who you are. It's not what you really want to do. You're a chef, but you don't want to cook someone else's food. You know deep in your heart you've got a creative expression and what it needs to look like. And while the world may not know it, you know you need to give it. That's where you need to be, right? The ruin of our false self is what fertilizes our true self, our true life. So what is the point of expanding the fake one? And I ask you that if you're paying for coaching or you're seeking a coach or you're trying to get help, if you're just expanding your false life, you're wasting your money. If you really think you can just go from where you are into some great life, I'm sorry, you can't do it. You can't get there from here. The only way is through the desert. It's through ruin. So in order for me to do this and to serve you and to serve this audience that is growing and covers people all over this country and all over this world, amazingly, I'm going to start off with a series that is going to illuminate what I call the mall map. You know how that when you go to the mall and you see the board and you're looking for that big red star that says you are here. I'm going to do a series that gives you the mall map of our consciousness, of where you are in this spiritual journey. How close are you to exile? Are you on one side of it? Are you on the other side of it? Are you dead in the middle of it? Are you right at the gate, at the door? Right? You're going to have to put on your wide-angle lens in order to see this, because we are examining the cultural and personal consciousness as it's known in its many stages, right? If I just said first grader, second grader, third grader, fourth grader, you already have categories to understand just about what those age groups understand about math, about language, about learning, about relationships, about all that kind of stuff. We're going to do the same for consciousness, for our spiritual awareness. Now, you might call this integral theory, spiral dynamics, the stages of faith, or whatever you call it. It doesn't matter. But I'm certain that once we can pinpoint where we are on the map, if we can understand where we are in our stage, it will explain a lot about why we relate to certain things the way we do. And then and only then will we have the means to outgrow it. You see, our personal and our global transformation is the heart of all true spirituality. Transformation is that for which we all long. It's something that the whole world is waiting for, just like it says in Romans 8:22, right? We are all sick of politics and power plays. Both sides are burnt out on all the crap. We're tired of the lies. We're tired of hypocrisy in academics and in athletics and in the arts. We're tired of it in the church. We're tired of it in politics and in our professional lives. Every corner of our life is filled with lies, hypocrisy, and an endless line of disappointments. We've all had enough of dissatisfying relationships that are going nowhere. Or dead end, meaningless, busy work. We're just banging out a widget all day long, and it feels like there's no meaning in our life. We're all done with this. We're done with the distraction. This is when we wake up. When you get to that place, you're about to wake up or you're starting to come out of your anesthesia. Now, there's a lot of things that want to put you back under, but I am here to wake you up, to say, get up. Face it. Face the pain. Let's go into the desert. It's time for truth, even if it's painful. So this year, let's not lump a bunch of effort and activity on top of last year's blindness, right? For 2017, let's start with ruin. Let's start with the ashes, with what's left over of everything that gets burnt up. Let's ruin our overinflated egos. Why go and pay for coaching who's just going to inflate your ego more? Why go and be told you're way better than you actually are? It's just going to screw you up in the end. You're still not going to get where you want to go. You'll just be more deceived than ever. Let's ruin our childish fears and all of those assumptions that say, oh, if you do that, something bad is going to happen. That imaginary shoe is going to drop and kick you right in the ass. Let's ruin that. Let's take a chance. Can we ruin our certainty, our sense that we know and everybody else doesn't? Can we ruin the fortresses that are built upon our otherness disease? Let's enter the lonely exile where we question things again. Let's start with wonder and insist on love. Let's exchange all the noise for intimacy. Let's make an exchange. Let's make an exchange of our connections and find connectedness. Let's exchange fragmentation for integration. Independence for interdependence. These are the changes that we really want to see in 2017. You make those kind of changes, I guarantee your work life is going to change. I guarantee your relationships are going to change. I guarantee your experience of happiness and well-being is going to change. Why? Because those are the changes at the deep level, at the soul level. You only get there by going through the dry place, the lonely place. So the next few weeks, we are going to launch all of you who are willing into a very new space. It's a naked, vulnerable, and undeveloped identity that's going to emerge out of a ruined false self. But may we all have the eyes to see beyond the ashes and enter the land of promise and faith and truth. I hope you'll join this very big family. Thanks so much for joining the KevCast, where we learn to see beyond everything. I hope this content has helped you, and I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or comments or feedback. Until next time, I hope you have an awesome day, and I can't wait to have you come back real soon.